Welcome to episode 19 of the Just Keep Spinning podcast. If you're a consistent listener, you might not be able to tell that this is Andrea.
And this is Andrew.
Yeah, so we weren't sure how the episode was going to go this week. That's why this one's probably going to be a little weird, because I was actually have been sick since about Wednesday. So you might be able to tell, even if this is your first time listening, that I sound kind of a little stuffed up. So I do apologize for my crazy vocals, but I'm here and we're doing episode 19. So just really quick, our Instagram is Just Keep Spinning Podcast. Our email, if you want to, if you're interested in us interviewing you, or you just, like I said, want to tell us you love us or hate us or whatever, we made you feel some type of way.
Or if you want to submit music for, at the beginning or and ending of the episode.
Yes, because we've already featured two artists, so we've done that as well. So if you want, you want to get your stuff out there and get it heard, you're more than welcome to send us a few MP3 files, and we'll go ahead and include it in the episode. So that email is justkeepspinningpodcast@gmail.com. And I guess we'll just go ahead and get into events, right?
Before that, also, if you use iTunes, please rate and review. It helps us out a lot.
Yeah, we have a lot of iTunes listens, actually, but like Apple Podcast listens, but we only have like 3 reviews.
Yeah, so if you have some time, I know it takes a few minutes to log in and stuff, but it'd really be much appreciated.
Yeah,
we'll shout you out. I'm Monica Jamie, or I'm Monica J, or M Jamie.
Monica.
Give us the latest review, so shout out to her for dropping us a review.
Yeah, thank you so much. So even, we know sometimes things take time, people forget. So thank you for even listening, whatever way you're listening to us, whether it's on your computer, through your phone. We're available on, like we said, iTunes/Apple Podcasts, Google Play/Google Podcasts, Spotify, CastBox, Stitcher, Deezer, Audio Boom, the link in our bio.
Just a little tidbit on the Google Play. They are actually removing all podcasts from Google Play Music.
What?
And they're only going to be on Google Podcasts.
Wait, when?
I just seen it when I was looking at the last episode.
I don't even... He's just literally telling me this right
now. But yeah, so you heard it here first.
Just Keep Spinning Verses.
Let's go ahead and get into our events this week.
So the main one of the main events I wanted to highlight this week is actually... They're on October 19th, so it's this Friday, and it's going to be from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. It's going to be the Phoenix Funkettos Coffee and Funk at Tres Leches Cafe. So it's going to be an all vinyl record set. And the Funkettos they have an Instagram. It's Phoenix and then Funkettos. So it's just like one word together. And the crew is, the core of the crew is 3 people. It's Durock, Mars One, and Funk Machine. So they're all really nice guys. Come out and show support for not only, just for the coffee shop, but for the Funkettos. And they play some really good music. Those guys know what they're doing behind the tables. And like we said, it's not necessarily just the funk, like what you think of when people think like, oh, funk, like Parliament, but it's like that like boogie crew, like the boogie style. So it's probably a little bit different than some people are used to, but it's things that people are still would be familiar with and that you'd really like. So come on down to the cafe. There's no entry charge or anything like that, so you can come grab a drink, eat some pan that they have there. I guess they're making it there now or something like that.
Yeah, they're doing freshly made pond, which is actually really good.
Yeah, and come hear the Funkettos play and just mingle, listen to some good music, and show some support for a community event.
Yeah, also, I believe 520 Soul is his Instagram handle. He will be there playing some soul music. I think that he's the only one playing, so other than
the, as far as like for the soul side.
So let's go ahead and get into this day in music. So the year of music I chose this year was 1979.
So remember, I have no clue. Like, he does this segment, so I'm surprised, just as surprised as you are when he talks about whatever the topic is.
So on this day in music, number 10, After the Love Has Gone, Earth, Wind, and Fire. Number 9, Lonesome Loser, Little River Band. Number 8, Dim the Lights, Donna Summer. Number 7, Pop Music with a K and a Z.
pop music, yeah.
Number 6, Dionne Warwick, I'll Never Love This Way Again. Number 5, My Sharona in the Neck. Number 4, Commodores, Ceylon. Number 3, Robert John, Sad Eyes. Number 2, Rise, Herb Albert. And number 1, Don't Stop Till You Get Enough, Michael Jackson.
That's a pretty good ending.
I believe that's off the Wall, which is his debut album, which is actually has really good tracks on it. I was just talking about that album not too long ago and how there's a lot of good funky music on there that a lot of people don't probably just pass up on because, you know, it's Michael Jackson or whatever.
Well, Questlove always likes to say that Off the Wall was a Michael Jackson album, but Thriller was more of an event than an album. And I'll say I agree with him.
Can't disagree with that either.
And I think Rise by Herb Alpert, was that sampled by Biggie for Hypnotize? Can you look it up really quick?
I will look it up as you talk.
Yeah. I think that's the song that I'm thinking of because, okay, Herb Alpert, everybody's, if you, you know, you're digging and you've been looking around, you've probably seen the name Herb Alpert, and he has the infamous album cover with the girl with the whipped cream, the green background. You know, it's an iconic album cover. It's been recreated. And, but yeah, if you don't actually probably actively listen to Herb Alpert, definitely, you can find that stuff in the dollar bin. Pick it up. It's classic stuff. It's nice, relaxing music.
Yes, he was sampled by Biggie.
Oh, yay. I was right. Sometimes I like being right. So what I mean by that is I just have so much useless knowledge that doesn't mean anything to anybody. And it's always just nice. Sometimes I'm like, I think that's it. And I feel like, okay, like I somehow put that to use when in actuality I didn't, because I'm just sitting here talking on into a microphone about nothingness. But I did remember that fact. Did you know that that was sampled by her? That was a Herb Alpert sample?
I did not know that at all. And that's until I Googled it.
You're like, literally, or have you seen that thing where they're like, how old were you when you realized this? And people are like, I was today days old when I found that out.
So this week, we're really not talking about anything in particular. Last week we interviewed Darren from Grace. And, you know, shout out to him for letting us interview him. And before that did we interview Jeff before that, or did we have like a break in between?
No, we interviewed Jeff.
Well, yeah, shout out to Jeff for letting us interview him and to Palabras for letting us
hang out. Jeff, the guy that everybody knows, the all electric kitchen.
But, you know, nothing really necessarily in particular this week. We're just going to kind of talk about what we've been doing because there's been a lot since last week we've been doing.
Yeah, and just really quick back to especially the Grace Records thing. So, like we said, we had been out there before and, you know, we don't get paid by these record stores or the record store owners, or there's no magical record money fairy that's coming around and saying, hey, I'm going to throw you $2 or $50. Like, we're not even getting gas money, you know, to go around to these places and interview these people, which is fine. It's not a complaint. But, you know, when we really put these record store owners on and things like that, it's so that you guys can feel a little bit more familiar with the store. Maybe it'll drive you in there to make you feel more comfortable so that you know what you're getting into sometimes when you're going into the store. Because the Grace Records is really far from a lot of, I think, where our core listens come from. It's really far from Central Phoenix, if it can feel that way. And it's far from the West Valley where we're at, but it's still definitely worth the drive. And even though they're not maybe where a lot of the record stores are located in the Valley, they're still a part of the community and they're still contributing to the culture. And they're still, to me, being positive. And it's true what we were saying, you know, being in that record store, you see tons of young faces, young kids, like, a lot of them look like they were my daughter's age, and it was just so wonderful to see that and to see parents and children going there together. And you know, every store has its own vibe, and some stores seems like they aim for certain demographics and stuff, and there's nothing wrong with that. But you know, they went into that with the mentality of they really wanted to throw the caster net out there and get as many people as they can coming into the store. And like we said, their prices are just, you can't get in any lower almost.
Yeah, their pricing, not only is their pricing really fair, But they just, you know, they way that, like we had spoke on the episode, the way they do everything, and just, it's just like, you know, this little things, like you don't have to bend over to dig. And, you know, that's much appreciated for anybody.
And we don't mind that. Honestly, we don't, you know.
But yeah, it's just one of those things. Yeah. But you know what we forgot before we get into some more random stuff?
What?
We didn't talk about our pickups.
Oh, what did we pick up?
The only thing that I got was I got the Coheed and Cambria's new album.
Okay, yes.
Came in the mail.
There's a story to this one.
So yeah, so I had, it was a internet release only. And so I pre-ordered it and got it. I paid for it. And so the album just came out.
Yeah, so I happened to be home when the delivery was being made. So this is, we just talked about this today. Okay, we just talked about this. So, you know, I don't live currently close to any record stores. And Andrew, where he works near a lot of record stores. So sometimes he'll be like, oh, you know, I'll be like, oh, what'd you do today? How's your day? And he's like, oh, just a normal day, nothing exciting, all this other stuff. And then I'll come, you know, be looking, you know, just looking around my own house. And I'm like, huh, there's a bag over there. I wonder what that is. And I look, I'm like, this has records in it. Like, where did this come from? And this guy over here, Andrew, he's like, oh, I forgot. I went to the record store. I'm like, how do you forget that you went to the record store? But another funny thing, too, is that he'll be, he'll order stuff online. And it's not that we have to tell each other, like, oh, I ordered this. It's not a need to know. But you would like to know, you know. You want to be clued in, or you just want to know to watch out for the mail, especially here in Arizona, because it's really hot, so you don't want your records to melt. It's getting cooler now, so that's nice. But my dogs are going crazy at the door, and I was like, what the heck? And it was the FedEx man, and I go, and I pick up the package, and I'm like, oh, this is for Andrew. And he had totally forgot to remind me that it was coming in. But he'll often do that. He'll order something, and then once he gets his receipt that it says it's out for delivery, then he'll be like, oh, yeah, I bought this, so it's going to be coming in the mail.
Yeah, I do that pretty often. I'm guilty of that. I mean, it's just, which was funny, I was talking to Lisa Lely about, like, buying records and how it's, like, almost gets to the point where, and I was talking to Steven about the same thing, like, where, you know, like, you get there, like, oh, you know what, that record just came out. I want to buy it, but it's like four records behind, like these other records that I want to buy.
What do you mean?
Like, so, Federal Green just released their records, just two records, Star, which is like boogie funk music. It's really, really good stuff. But I have like three other records ahead of it that I want to buy. So I have to buy those records first before I buy those two. So it's like one of those things where you're more or less like, you have to pick your poison. And then, like, with this cog, you're like, oh, wait, I had stuff in my cart that I'm supposed to pay for. I have to pay for that stuff. I can't tell you how many times it's happened to us where we put stuff in the cart, and then I'm like, you know, oh, no worries. And then I get a message like, hey, doesn't let you know. You're supposed to be paying for this stuff, and you haven't paid for it. We're awaiting payment. And you're like, oh, wait, now I have to put all the other stuff back because I have to pay for this other stuff that I already committed to buying. And it's just one of those, like, cycles, and you're like, well, you know, I'll get to it. And then Lisa was funny. She's like, well, you know what? I'm not going to buy that, but next paycheck, I'm going to get it. And which is funny because I told her that recently. Like, I was like, oh, you know what? Because, you know, I try to limit, we limit ourselves on what we spend on every paycheck when we get paid. Because, you know, we have lives and responsibilities. And she's like, yeah, I catch myself doing that all the time now. Like, you know what? I don't want to spend that much money this week, this paycheck, but next paycheck, if it's available, I'm going to get it. And it's just like one of those things, you're like, oh my gosh, what is wrong with me?
You leave it up to the fate of the record gods, because you're like, if it's there next time, then it's meant to be and I have to get it.
Yeah, so I've had like I've had like something in a cart from a UK store. I can't remember what record it actually is right now off the top of my head, but I've had it sitting there for like 2 weeks and I'm like, I'm supposed to buy that thing and I just haven't done it. Brief Encounters. Yeah, but still there. Still sitting in the cart. Where will I go? And I was, and it came out like 3 months ago. And this is the only place that has it. It's in the UK. And it's not necessarily impossible to get. But I'm just like, well, since I can get it, I guess I just can wait. But I know I need to buy that eventually. Someday.
You're like, it's sitting there. I have to press order the order button on it, get it shipped here.
You got something too, didn't you?
No.
Yes, you did. I went and bought it from you from Steakweeds.
I know. I talked about that.
Did you talk about that? Man, I suck.
On the Grace Records episode, we talked about that. I got the Negro Serrant, the Blood Oranges Negros one, which is such a, I think, I mean, there's not that many months left in the year, but I would highly doubt anything's going to be released between now and then that's going to beat that out for, to me, album of the year. That album is so incredible. The production, everything on it, I can't, there's no words that I can say that's going to be, to me, live up to it. And I hate to, like, hype stuff up. But if you're, you know, just listen to it. It's a beautiful album. I heard some people saying that they thought it was all fillers. And I don't know. Anyone that says that, I'm not going to trust your opinion on anything. Because that album has no fillers on it, as far as I'm concerned. Like, it's beautiful from front to back.
Okay, back into it. So, after Grace, we went and did our, you know, ran around. And then I've been filling in for at Tres Hachas Cafe for the Mijo Felix. So we've been there. That was pretty busy. We've been pretty busy for these past couple of weeks.
Yeah, we've been pretty busy just getting stuff together. And we do have interviews. It's just this week we didn't have an interview locked in. And we've had a lot going on. And then I was sick and all this other stuff. So that's why we don't have a guest this week. Because we do try to provide a guest to interview, because like we said, you know, we provide content for the podcast, but a big part of it is we want to get people's stories out there and really make you connect with people. That way you can know who's in your community. And like we said, we have some things lined up for people that aren't necessarily, there are influencing record culture, but they're not necessarily here, but they do, I would say, affect the culture here in a way. So we have some other special things lined up. I don't like to speak too soon. I don't like to sometimes put it all out there. So you guys will see when the time comes and we announce some things. Like I said, we have a lot of things in the works. Another thing was I actually met somebody at the cafe. This girl, her Instagram username is H. Beezus, and her name is Hannah. And she was just such a wonderful person. You know, I was playing on Saturday. That's kind of like my spot. I think I've talked about it before at Tres Leches. My time usually that I play is 6 to 10. And she was just sitting there with her sister. They had been there for some time. They were just getting stuff done on their laptops. And Hannah came up to me and she's like, hi, you know, my name is Hannah, introducing herself and talking about records. And I was just like, hey, like, do you want to get behind the tables and play? Especially because I could tell, like, a lot of the stuff that I had there with me, which was like the 90s and early 2000s hip hop and R&B, that she knew it, like, and she was loving the music. So she was like, sure, why not? So she got behind the tables. It was her first time playing like on a two turntables and a mixer. And I know it can look intimidating, but it's so easy. Cause like I said, I'm in the all ladies record club called the Crate Creepers. And, we're a record club, not necessarily a DJ crew, because we don't have DJ skills. You know, like I said, it's something we're actively working on. But, you know, don't feel intimidated by it. And if you do come by the cafe and someone's back there playing, you know, feel free to ask them and say, hey, like, I would like to understand how all this works, like the setup, you know. And nobody, I would say, is an expert, but everybody's open to sharing the little bit of knowledge that they at least have, right?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, so one of the main things that you guys always hear us talk about, we always talk about Tres Hachas Cafe. We've had the owner on and stuff like that. One of the main reasons we go to his cafe is because not only does he, like, you know, let us kind of do different events there and stuff like that and lets us use the space, you know, he also, like, shares the same core values as us with not only music, just beyond that, which, you know, things that we won't get into here on the show because that's not what the show is about. But, you know, that means a lot to us, you know, that in every aspect of what we do, he has the same mindset. And so, you know, that's why we're not fan people or, you know, stands, if you will, about it. We, you know, he's providing, the owner ET is providing us a space and a platform to do what we want to do for, to promote the community.
And not even just us, you know, other people that want to go in there. Like, we've had other people that come there and play. If you've listened to the interview before, you know, the Grudo Sundays was started by this OG member in the community named Mike and Felix. So they're kind of the originators of the Grudo Sundays, and it's always been a part of the identity of the cafe, especially when it had, you know, moved to the initial location before it was in the bigger location it's in right now. So he's always willing to, you know, that's his part to way to contribute to the community, is providing a space, like Andrew says, like a platform for people and a space for them to come and feel welcome. And, you know, it's always nice too when you're playing there and people come up to the tables and they say like, hey, I like what you're playing and things like that. And just really quick, back to the Hannah thing, just wanted to close that up real quick. So
yeah, sorry about that.
No, it's okay. So with Hannah, you know, and it was really nice. She said she, you know, had seen us there before, but I think because too, like, sometimes it's been kind of busy when you're behind the tables, and it was a little bit more like calm where the tables are at. So she was able to actually have a conversation, and it was just nice meeting people that are just passionate about music and that like to have fun. Like, you know, you want to put your time into your passions and stuff like that, but like once you lose sight of like why you're doing something, or, you know, that's not fun anymore, then that's when you start feeling like it's like sucking. And it's just always nice to meet new people that are into that kind of stuff. And I told her, hey, like, if we're having an event, whether it's like me by myself or with the podcast with us, or even if it's like any of the girls that are in the record club, the Crate Keepers, you know, feel free to come down here, and all the girls, you know, will talk, and we're all at different levels of experience. But, you know, we're all here to help each other and support each other. So don't be afraid to come down and, you know, try to get behind the tables if somebody's there. It's just really, really being in the community and connecting, like Andrew was saying, the whole Discogs thing. And, you know, we order from Discogs. We know tons of collectors that order from Discogs. But it's always nice going into the actual, as we say, the actual record store and really finding something you want, whether it's something you're intentionally seeking out or it's something that you're just like, you know, I'm gonna walk out of here today with something, whether I know it or not. Like, I'm gonna go in and I'm gonna contribute to the record community or culture in that way. And did you know that the list for Black Friday Record Store Day actually was released?
Yes, it was. And I looked it over. Just like the last Record Store Day,
I think there was like one thing.
There was one thing. The Duran Jones and the Indications.
Oh, yes, that's right.
That's pretty much the only thing that kind of caught my eye on that list. Other than that, nothing really.
You know what we actually missed and I wanted to go and I totally forgot was Cassette Store Day.
Yes, Cassette Store Day just passed. I know this is a record music podcast, but, you know, we still support cassettes in this family as well.
Yeah, my daughter is a cassette person. So, we totally missed that. Well, let's stop by Stinkweeds and see what they have left over.
Yeah, well, I think we'll get more in depth with the Record Store Day when the time gets closer. But yeah, as of like this moment, I skimmed the list because the list is quite, you know, it's pretty big. And the only thing that caught my eye was that one record, and it's a limited record. So I mean, and I think it's regional, so we might not even get it here in Arizona.
I don't know. I'm like, we'll have to do some research to see if anyone here is going to get it. And I think it seems like we've been getting, like, when there's kind of regional, even exclusive like that, we, not saying that we get a lot, but even if it's a small run, usually one store here, not any one store in particular, but there's usually at least like one store here that'll get like a copy or two.
Yeah, I think Stinkweeds and or one of the Zias usually get it.
I'm not going to lie, it's usually Stinkweeds. Yeah,
Stinkweeds. You know, Stinkweeds, I was just talking about Stinkweeds today and how their relationship with a lot of these indie labels like Daptone and Coal Mine that are producing like a lot of the new soul music and stuff. It's super neat. And I was just telling one of the guys who were playing today, which I was actually going to get into anyways, that, you know, if you're looking to buy a record new from like a new soul artist, you should check out Stinkweed because the odds are they're going to have it because they have a relationship with all of them. So yeah, so today I was spinning again. I was filling in for the Mijo Felix, the Untouchable.
The cat. I always call him the cat.
I've been filling in for him. I'll be filling in for him for the month of October.
Filling out. He's going to be filling out for you, Felix.
Jesus. And, you know, it was quiet this morning. We had throughout the day we had a really good crowd. Lisa Lili, who's also in the Crate Coopers with Drea, She's part of her record crew.
That's my girl. I love you, Lisa.
You know, she came out and she played like an hour. And then one of her friends, and I had just met him a couple weeks ago. He goes by Imperial Soul. His Instagram is Isla Rolas, I believe.
It's IS Rolitas.
IS Rolitas, yeah. So his name is actually Steven. He's a really, really nice guy. He came and brought some killer tracks and just crushed it. But, you know, I didn't know him personally. I don't know him personally, but, you know, I'm trying to, you know, as a hopefully we grow a relationship just based off of music. But, you know, Lisa knows him and, you know, he really liked the vibe and he, you know, E.T. was over there talking to him and, you know, he's going to try to come out more often to play there at the cafe. And, you know, so it was really neat to see, like, because, you know, when you're behind the turntables, you're just like trying to play the music and focus on the music. But when you're sitting down just listening to someone set, you can pay even more attention to, like, the surroundings and, like, watching people's reactions. And there was a family there who was just, like, loving the music today that he was playing. And it was really, really, like, rewarding seeing that, you know, someone's hard work and someone's taste in music was being recognized. I mean,
they're appreciated.
Yeah, they appreciate you being appreciated. You know, I get a thumbs up or, like, hey, what track is that once in a while? You know, and it, even though it's not necessarily because it's a rare track, it's just nice to know that someone really appreciates the music that you're playing and sharing with.
Yeah, even if they're not even necessarily like, you know, because there's those, you of course you're going to like mix your set in because you're like, oh, I want to play, you know, the favorites everybody knows. But you also want to be able to provide people with new music that they don't know, but that's maybe in the same vein or genre. So it's like he was playing stuff that I had heard or was familiar with, and he played some stuff that I didn't even know, but I mean, it was still good soul music. And I feel like if a lot of people don't know that there's a lot of soul collectors here, like it is a big thing here.
Yeah. I mean, in Arizona, it's growing more and more and more. There's certain guys who are branching out into like their own little things, which there's nothing wrong with, but you know, there's no soul collective here. Phoenix Soleros, which is, I believe, like an extension of the Phoenix Funkeros. They're trying to get something going. I don't know how like deep their crew is as far as...
Yeah, like exactly the logistics and what's going on.
Yeah, so I mean, but you know, there's a lot of music here. And which is funny is that it's really hard to find a lot of that music here. And you know, in talking to Steven about some of the tracks he had, he's like, well, I found this in Texas, or I found this, you know, somewhere back east, and because he actually travels for his actual job, and music is just a passion for him. And so it was really neat to meet someone who has, like, the same type of ideals as we do, the same type of mindset, and who's really, really passionate about music, not about doing it to become...
Just to collect, or to
be Instagram famous, or have clout, or anything like that. Because we see a lot of that. You know, that's with anything, whether it be
sneakers,
records, makeup, whatever.
Comic books, whatever. There's people like that in every subculture.
Yeah, so we're just, you know, I just wanted to give them a special shout out to and recognize them and really thank them for coming out and supporting me, because I was there for a very long time. Andrea relieved me for a couple hours just to help me out because I am exhausted.
No, he tricked me. So what happened was we got there, and so I played the night before, which was technically yesterday because right now it's Sunday. So I played the night before, and he was playing, or I was playing for... I would have played for 4 full hours, but beautiful little Miss Hannah that was there, she relieved me for an hour, and she was playing and she was having fun. And it's funny because when she was playing, she was like, oh, like, am I like taking up your time? I'm like, girl, go ahead. Like, I can play anytime I want to. So she played for about an hour. And then, like I said, she even stayed and pretty much talked to me for the rest of my set. And we were just talking and stuff like that, just about all kinds of stuff. And, oh my gosh, I forgot what I was saying.
You're talking about her taking over for your set and just enjoying music and how I tricked you.
Oh, yeah. So Andrew tricked me. Okay, so I was spinning the night before, and then we actually, which I will touch into in a minute, but we went to go see the Ladies of Wax after. So we sat out a little late, came home, got up, went back to the cafe in the morning because, like we said, we're covering for Felix. Well, Andrew's covering for Felix, but I had something else going on too that I needed to kind of be on that side of town. So we're like, we're going to carpool, not going to waste the gas. So I go there and Andrew's like, oh, I'm going to go get a drink. And I'm like, do you want me to get your drink for you? And he's like, no, I'm going to get it myself. I'm like, okay. And he's like, just, you know, watch this. I already have a song on. I'm like, okay. So this guy, like, 2 hours later, I'm still behind the turntables and he was actually doing something that needed to be done. He didn't just like leave or wasn't just sitting there, but and I didn't mind, but it's just so funny because I was just there for 2 hours. I'm like, okay, like I think you're supposed to go on next. And then he got on and he played, but you know, we're not professionals, like we already said earlier and we say all the time, but yeah, you know, sometimes standing behind those turntables, especially when you need to go to the restroom or something.
Yeah, especially when you're up late. So, yeah, but like Andrea had said, we went and seen the Ladies of Wax at Bikini Lounge last night.
Yeah, so that was really cool. Like I said, I've seen them multiple times. I've made it a point to go there and to watch them. And I just love their whole vibe and stuff. It's just really cool. And they always have like a core group of people that it seems like they bring through to Bikini when they play, like they actually come to see them and they just look like they're having so much fun. And that's what I love. Like we said, having fun, being passionate, just doing your thing. And, you know, who cares what everybody else is doing? Cause you're just having fun with, you know, your group of people and you're providing space and music for this venue. Another thing actually that we didn't talk about the event that the Crate Creepers were at, right?
No, we didn't talk about it. So, yeah. I mean, you guys, you know, if this may sound a little jumbled and the timeline's going all over the place, but we're just recapping, like, everything that we've done just to catch everybody up. So I just wanted to go ahead and throw that out there.
I know. And, trust me, we've been really busy, you know, juggling, like, our actual jobs and then our daughter and then my brother, you know, actually lives here with me and that and, you know, just our whole life together and then the podcast. And then I have the thing going on with the Crate Creepers and we just always have so much stuff going on, but we're always so thankful for all the opportunities that somehow end up presenting themselves to us.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it is, you know, the podcast hasn't necessarily brought us any type of revenue, but it's really rewarding in its own ways. So, you know, it's opened up different avenues for us to, like, you know, do different things, like I guess you can say.
Yeah, so we met Jeff before the podcast. If you listen to his episode, you know, we've met him actually coincidentally through the cafe. It seems like it's like a breeding ground for connections over there at the cafe. So, but yeah, that's, we met Jeff over there initially and then we just, you know, kept in contact with him, talked with him and stuff. And then, you know, he's at the bookstore, went to the bookstore, just all that kind of stuff and just showing support for, you know, when he would have things or just going to the bookstore and things like that. And he actually asked the Crate Creepers to the record club I'm in to play his art exhibit, which we had did promo on here on the week he was on. And let me tell you, okay, so this event was at Grand Avenue Records, which is next to Bikini Lounge, so it's on 15th Avenue. As I don't know, it's kind of like the Bermuda Triangle, that intersection, because it's like Roosevelt, Grand, and 15th Avenue, right? Isn't that how it goes, I believe?
Yes, that's how it goes.
Okay, so Grand Avenue, like I said, is sandwiched and situated between the Bikini Lounge and this cafe called Trans Am. And there, the event was from 6 to 10. So it started off kind of slow, which isn't, you know, that unusual because it was still kind of warm. I mean, it was a little bit cooler, but it was still kind of warm. So usually if the sun's up, people are inside.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't horribly, it wasn't like 110 like a normal summer here, but it was like 90s. So, but it was nice.
Yeah, it was nice. It was cooling off. So, but it started picking up a lot. A lot of people were coming through. I had my friend Myra and our friends Myra and Carlos and their family came through and that was so nice to see them. So to show support and, you know, people came through the record store looking at records and looking at Jeff's cool art and, you know, listening to the music that we were providing for people to listen to. And all the girls had fun, but we were, even me, myself, all the girls were so nervous to play. They're, you know, they get nervous, I think, when they play at the cafe, But they were extra nervous, I think, to play at Grand Avenue because it's like a record store, you know? So I think they feel like at the cafe, the ears there are a little bit more not as finely tuned.
Yeah, I mean, not necessarily that a record store is going to have super finely tuned ears, but it's more of like they know that people are there specifically looking for music as opposed to a cafe where they're just going to hang out. And if they enjoy the music, they'll stay. And just like camp out and be those customers.
The campers. So, but we played the event and it was really nice. And, you know, Coco, we always talk about Coco in here, but he was just so inviting. And, you know, Coco's a seasoned guy. Like he's done a lot with, you know, he's an actual DJ and he has, you know, skills. And he's such a humble person, though. you know, you probably wouldn't know that right off the bat, but, you know, he knows a lot, and he was just, it's cool that he invited us into his space, into his store, and Jeff as well, saying, hey, yeah, you know, I would like them to play for the show. They can select the music. It was just so nice of them for them to agree and to allow us to come into the space, and us just being, you know, normal everyday collectors in the Crate Creepers. So it was really nice, and the whole vibe was positive, and it's just, like we said, just being out in your community and even showing up. Like my friend Myra, she's not into collecting records and none of that stuff, but she just came to show support and she ended up really liking it. She thought the art was cool. She thought the vibe was cool. The record store, she's like, I've honestly never been to a record store before, but, you know, it's just like being a little bit open to experiences like that and walking into a place where you maybe know one person or you don't really know. You never know who you're going to meet in there and what experiences can occur. And we just had I can't even remember. I just feel like there were so many people that came through. Rudy came.
The Phoenix Funkettos, two of the members came through to show support.
Funk Machine and Mars One, right?
Yep, they came through, which is, you know, again, you know, I think we're going to title this episode Community Recap because I think that's probably going to be the best thing. Because it's so important that we all support each other in every facet of, like, especially with music. And then, you know, with record collecting, it's a little bit different. You know, there's different record stores. Everyone has their own preference on record stores and different things like that. But, you know, with the type of music that we like and we listen to, it's super important that we go out to these events. And if you're into a certain genre of music, whether it be soul, funk, disco, rock, whatever it is, you know, see if someone's out, see if there's a live event at night or at a bar or a club, whatever it may be, cafe, library, no, not library, but
Say library or library? Because it's
okay. So I don't say it right, and I'm sorry. But a bookstore, whatever it may be, go to those events and check them out because there might be something that you don't know and you might meet other people who have like minds and you might make new friends. And that's what community is all about. You know, one of the things I was talking to Mario about was Phoenix is such a big town. It's a big city, but with a small town feel. We've said it before here. And it's so important that we keep this small town feel. I guess let's try to, you know, expand that a little bit because we want everybody to know there's room at the table for everybody. There's room for every type of thing here in Phoenix.
Yeah, like we were saying, so we had an episode that aired on KDIF, a very special episode. We didn't put it out there on like the podcast platforms because it was just kind of specifically for KDIF. So it's 102.9. It's a radio station in South Phoenix. I think our spot is on Tuesdays. I got to double check, so I apologize.
Tuesdays, 9 p.m.
Tuesdays and 9 p.m. Look at Andrew's checking me. So thanks. Thanks, Andrew. So that's when it's going to be on there. So if you did want to listen on, if you are in South Phoenix and you want to tune into 102.9 KDIF, you can listen to us. Or at 9 p.m. on Tuesdays, you can listen on kdif.org if you choose to as well. So the episode, like I said, one of the things that I touched base on that episode is just the idea, you know, of the whole record club or crew or DJ crew, whatever you want to call it. It's been around forever. It's not brand new. So we're not the only record club here. The Phoenix Funkettos are technically, because they spin on all records, they're a record club too. And there's room at the table for everyone, like Andrew's saying. Just because you might see someone doing something similar, or someone thinks they did it first and all this other stuff, like, that's irrelevant. Just have fun with what you're doing. Like the Ladies of Wax, like they think they've been around for about 4 years at least, and they're just having fun, man. Like they're out there doing their thing.
Yeah, that was something that I was talking about with Mario, how there's people out there who want to be like, well, I did that, or that's, you know, these guys are acting like there's something new, or these girls are acting like it's something new. It's like, well, you know, we all have to start somewhere, so why don't we all be supportive of one another, and, you know, be there for you guys, you know, be supportive of one another, and be like, hey, you know, I really, you know, I see that you're trying to do something, you know, is there anything I can do to help, or do you need any advice, pointers, or whatever it may be, because that's what people are supposed to do, to be supportive, and that's what community is about, not let's talk smack or talk down about people because, well, I did that first, or, you know, well, I've been doing that for years. It's like, well, that's super awesome for you, but I haven't done it, and this is something that I'm trying to do for myself. So either you're going to be...
Or for others,
yeah. So either you're going to be supportive of it, or, you know, take a hike, in my opinion.
Yeah, because there's Ladies of Wax, there's Rose Wax Vinyl Club, and then Crate Creepers, the group that I'm a part of. And there might be another all ladies, you know, record club out there here in Arizona, because it's impossible to know everything. I don't care what your hobby is or what subculture in, it's so impossible. It's like, once you stop being open-minded to learning things, that's when you fail yourself. And if you're a part of a community, that's when you start failing your community, because you're not wanting to continue your education. It's just impossible to know everything. I feel like it's like the whole Kobe Bryant mindset of, the reason why people felt like Kobe was so good was because he never stopped being a student of basketball till the day he retired. That dude showed up to practice, would out practice all the young kids and stuff like that. It's because, you know, people go through spurts, and there's times where it seems like they're into it heavy, and maybe, you know, they back away from it for a little bit for whatever reason. But, you know, record collecting is always going to be there, whether it's at an all-time high or all-time low. There's going to be people that are doing it. And, you know, just make sure that if you're contributing to something, that you're doing it for the right reasons. And it's always nice associating with people that, you know, that have the same core values of just, you know, being upfront, supporting, like, the Funkettos. You know, the reason why, too, like, we talk about them on here is because they're the type of guys that, you know, they do a lot in the community and they show up, you know. I know Durock out there is too doing a lot. He has the Radical Writers. You know, that dude's busy.
That guy is busier than we are.
Yeah, he's associated with K-Davis, does all this stuff.
He does,
you know,
like B-Boy stuff. He does graph stuff. He has events all the time. And, you know, we really admire what he's doing in the community, really, really trying to build what we have here. And he's done so many different things in so many different cities. And, you know, he's at the forefront right now, in my opinion.
One of the people
at the forefront, just trying to get it out there and really build community here.
Yeah, and even if you go into a shop, like we say, we always talk about Grand Avenue, but you go in there and you talk to Coco, and, you know, he has his own thing going on. Everybody has their own life, but he's very encouraging. He's not elitist. He's super humble, you know, and the way, to me, he contributes to the community, not just by having the record store, but by having that good attitude of, when people walk through the doors in Grand Avenue Records, they're going to walk out feeling with a positive feeling, and they're going to be like, oh, you know, that's how he's contributing. It's like, you don't have to be buying all the records up, or, you know, be posting like, oh, I bought this $200 heater and I'm posting it on Instagram. And not that there's anything wrong with that, because more power to you. If you have the money, that's awesome to me. Like, I'm not paying your bills. I'm not buying your records. None of that stuff. But, you know, there's ways to contribute to the community that has nothing to do with your pocketbook.
Yeah. And for anybody who's out there who's buying multiple copies of stuff and then flipping them, you know who you are. You know, you're not contributing to this community, so, you know, it's whatever. I was talking with Steven today that there's a new Digging Deep, I believe, was the record label, and they're going to try to change the mentality of you know, these rare, like, Mercer soul tracks being repressed that you only can buy one copy. Like, they're going to basically...
Like, what do you mean?
Like, you're only allowed to purchase one copy.
Oh, like, that's how they're making it?
Yeah, that's how they're going to start making theirs, like, you know, so that way to limit the people who basically are buying them because they know it's popular. Soul music's popular right now.
Hold on really quick. So, are you yourself personally undertaking a hard stance on flippers?
I am not necessarily taking a hard stance on flippers. I'm just saying, if you buy multiple copies and you want to make, you know, $10 on it, it's whatever. Especially 45s. I've never seen one over $10. And you say, okay, I'm going to sell it for $20. You know, okay, that's fine. Whatever. But if you buy...
You're talking about specifically about, like, things that are reissue or represses. Is that what you mean?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, but if you buy something and you paid $8 for it and you're trying to sell it for $100 or $300, you know, no. You need to chill out because...
Yeah, kiss my grits.
But you know what else is the problem with that? Is that the people are buying those records. It's just like people with anything. You know, people need to stop paying these high prices of these flippers, you know, these flippers and resellers demand. Basically, you're meeting their demands, you guys, and people will complain about it, but they keep buying them, so just don't buy it. If you miss out on something, I'm sorry, but we're doing our best to keep people updated. If I see something, I'll try to repost it in our story, or primarily in our story for any type of soul or anything we see that's neat.
Yeah, so I guess that's pretty much it for the recap. Just thank you to anyone that's listening. And if you feel like you'd be, you know, you want to be featured, whether it's your music or you feel like you want to be a guest on the podcast because you do something that's, you know, related to record culture or maybe even music, go ahead and email us at justkeepspinningpodcast@gmail.com. You can also find us on Instagram at justkeepspinningpodcast, and you can message us directly on there. You know, if you know we're having an event, you can come out and say hi to us, and don't be shy. You know, we still don't know exactly who our listeners are, even though we have listeners. So, like we said, if you'd ever be so kind to leave a review on iTunes, that would be great. And as Andrew said, if you're listening to us via Google Play, which I had learned just a bit at the beginning of this podcast, they are no longer going to feature podcasts on there. It's going to be strictly through the Google Podcast app, which I actually do already use to listen to my podcast. I used to use some other things, but I no longer do. I mainly, me personally, because I'm an Android user, listen through Google Podcasts. So, and it's a really clean app, actually, the Google Podcast app. The interface is nice. Whoever designed it did a really good job on that. So, and on Spotify, we still get told, it's if you type in Just Keep Swinging, you have to kind of scroll all the way to the bottom because there's, like, I guess, a special podcast section where it's in. So, thank you so much for, like we said, all the listens, you know.
Yeah, and any type of support you guys provide, thank you so much for it because... obviously we do this every week. We even thought about not doing it this week because Dre was sick, but we decided to make it happen. Staying dedicated to the listeners we do have. So we dedicate ourselves to you. This is again this episode is a little bit different. So we'll be back next week with a regular episode with an interview. We'll probably have a couple people lined up pretty soon here. And be releasing stuff out because we will be also be going on vacation this month. So we will not release episodes. So just keep looking forward to that. Drea.
Yeah. So don't stop digging and just keep swinging.
Thanks, guys.